good Lord, there wasn't a closet in sight.
No.
Not a closet. When I wash and start ironing the daughter's dresses,
uh-huh.
I nail nails along the wall, and wasn't no such a thing as a coat hanger. And you know what I found that would do?
What?
A stick of stove wood.
Oh, really?
I'd pick out a little nice one. And tie a string right in the middle, and you'd be surprised.
Well, how, sure.
I'd have to drive a nail up in the wall door and hang them. I'd have 6 and 8 little starch dresses hanging along. hanging along on the wall. Now, that's the truth.
Did you ever see in houses big pieces of furniture people would have like
this? Oh, yes.
What were those called? They put things in like...
Yes, and most all of them would be sitting in the hall.
Or something like
that.
Uh-huh.
Well, now really, I don't know whether I'd know just what to do.
If there was a... Now, some people, I think, call them wardrobes.
Oh, yes. Well, now, wardrobe.
That's something different.
Yeah,
now, that's not the same thing.
No, that's not what I'm thinking about.
Yeah, I thought
it was something. A wardrobe is a beautiful piece of furniture that you hang your clothes in, and some has glass doors and some don't.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Now, my sister, my brother's wife, she had the awfully pretty one that he bought for her. They got it right out of the marriage. And it was called a wardrobe. But I never had one.
Uh-huh.
Then, I didn't live here too many years till I got a man to come and build a closet and then 2 bedrooms, 3 bedrooms.
Uh-huh.
Then I had a place to get it off the wall.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so you didn't have to do that anymore. That's pretty good. Well, what about in talking about a house, the space between the ceiling and the top?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call it?
We call that the loft.
Oh, you call it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then up on the very top of the house, the covering, you call that the...
The roof?
Yeah, that's
roof. I couldn't think what you meant.
Yeah, it's so simple.
Well,
now
I've got dog houses on mine.
You have what?
Dog houses.
Oh.
We look at them as you go out. You know, these little things that stick out. I don't know how come I put them on.
Oh, and that's what. Uh huh.
I got one on the north side and one on the front.
Uh huh. Well, now, did you ever know of people having a room just to store odds and ends?
Oh yes, I think that'd be called a junk room.
Oh, that's what they call that. And I guess they call the stuff they put in it
a junk.
Junk. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a junk.
That's pretty good. And in talking about housework, like when your mother would have to do her housework and everything. Now, I guess the first thing in the morning she'd get up and cook breakfast,
mm-hmm.
or something.
She'd get up.
Then after that she'd have to do...
She'd have to go to the garden and gather the vegetables and prepare them for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when she married, of course, now she'd done the same thing when she was a widow. We children would have to go to the field. But after she married Paul, well, then we milked 5 cows.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you did?
And me and this half-sister, we milked... She had 4 children and he had 4 children.
Oh,
that
so
was
then you ended
10,
up with...
10 in family.
Oh.
Well, there was a long table,
oh.
And there was a bench on one side,
uh-huh.
Just a bench.
Uh-huh.
Well, but then there was 8 at the table, and me and the stepsister would go to the cow pen and milk them 5 cows while they eat.
Oh, you did?
Then we'd come in and sit the milk on the cook table, and then we'd eat.
Oh.
And then we all went to the field. There was Mother to strain that milk, to churn, and go to the garden and gather vegetables and have dinner on the table at 12 o'clock when we all come in from the field to eat our dinner.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I can look back and just make my heart turn over to think about it. Of course, we all helped. Now, if
sure.
we had time, well, we'd run to the garden and do so-and-so. I mean, the corn.